John chapter 15, verse 3. Very interesting verse to me. Sometimes God just throws a sentence off the page at me. This was one of those occasions a few days back. Clean through the word. He said, now ye are clean through the word. That's an amazing thing to me. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. He spoke the word. We were talking yesterday at prayer meeting. I was talking, Brother Robert secures his living working with animals and cattle. He's a cowboy from Australia, and he builds fences and does things. I take a lot of ridicule, but I make a living with the word. I speak. I'm in sales and marketing, and I speak. That's what I do. I speak. Actually, George, I mean, he communicates. He doesn't actually, he can, he has that skill, but his living is made communicating verbally. And Jesus said, now you're clean through the word which I have spoken to you. And so we're reminded, yea, hath God said, these infamous words. That's what the serpent said to the woman. Adam called her Eve. God never called her Eve, by the way. Adam called her Eve. Yea, hath God said, you see. But Jesus said, you're clean through the word. It's the word. And it's always been the word. John 1:1, in the beginning was what?
The word.
The word. And what was with God?
The word.
And what was God?
The word.
The word. The word was God. The word. And see, that's very interesting to me. The word. Words. God made us to communicate. And then at the Tower of Babel, he separated people. And when I hear another language, George is bilingual, and you speak a little, some. But folks that can actually speak, some people can speak five or more languages. And when you or I hear a language, have you ever heard Chinese or Thai? You go, how can they understand each other? They probably think the same thing about us, okay? But it's the words, it's this communicative skill. It's the word of our own constitution that's kept us together as a country over 200 years. The Constitution of the United States. It's the word that binds us in legal doctrines and agreements. It was by word, actually. It wouldn't have mattered when I bought this place if the money changed hands. There had to be words. There had to be a written word, or it was non-binding, of non-effect, you see. It's the words that were signed that ended most of our wars, the Second World War. They signed a document, the Korean War, the Vietnam War. It's the word that prevents chaos at this very hour. It's words. Men are dealing with words now. We've got a controversial election, and men are, and they're always back and forth, back and forth. But it's words that prevent chaos, that keep us to a certain order. And one of the reasons that we're having trouble with order in the country now, because they're not obeying the words. They're not following the words. They're not following the laws and the Constitution. And in our towns, our states, our countries, in our own homes, you see. Now, if you'll consider that, words. You know why Melissa and I are married legally? Words. Words. It's mere words that separate us from sin. If we hadn't said I do, we'd be in fornication. Isn't that amazing? Words. I do. Two words, you see. Did you know that words are disappearing from our society? There are a lot of words that when I was younger, when I was went through education and systems, those words are already gone. They're archaic, you see. They're disappearing. Journalism itself, you know any journalism? It's a disappear. It's like the phone on the wall. There's no longer journalism. No longer journalists. I don't know. George is a pilot. I was an air traffic controller. And he knows we had a manual called the 7110 ATP. And that 71 ATP explicitly said the words that he's to speak to me and that I'm to speak to him. And they had to be just that. They had to be just so. I don't know if they still have that. Maybe they do. I don't know. In aviation, you see. These words right here, this Bible, you see, they're not the same as these words. You see this cell phone? They're not the same. They are not. These words have been around since the beginning. These words right here. God himself wrote them in stone when he met Moses. Now you think about it. Moses was not allowed to enter the promised land. Do you know why? In his way, you might say he broke God's word. He threw the tablets down. He came back and they were partying and he broke the tablets. He broke the two tablets that God had with his finger written the word, you see. God's word. If you turn to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. How shall they hear? How's a man going to get saved? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God, you see? In one sense, now listen, and don't jump out of the boat. In one sense, the word itself becomes synonymous with the blood. Did you know that? The blood is the life of the body. And the word was God. We just quoted it. And the word was God. Did you know over in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 7 that there's three that bear witness in heaven? And you know what it says? Anybody know what it says? The three? The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Which tells us that the word's who?
Christ.
Do you see? Christ. And it's very interesting if you look at verse 8 in 1 John chapter 5. Let's look at it. Go to 1 John chapter 5. Because we've had big controversies, even in our own midst, concerning the blood. Most of you are familiar with that. And there are three that bear witness in earth. See, there's three that bear witness in heaven. The Father, the Word, the Holy Ghost. There are three that bear witness in earth. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. One came out of Christ when they poked him with a spear. The water and the blood. So really, the Word, Christ Jesus, the blood, the water, they're synonymous. You know why we're meeting this morning? The Word. We want to hear the Word. You know, I stop using this Word and my preaching becomes powerless, pointless, like a tinkling cymbal or a sounding brass, as the Bible says. Why do you think I write this? Look at that, longhand. Real ink, real paper. You see? Because it's still the Word. It's still the Word. Here's the Word. Here's the Word. This is not the Word. You see? If you don't believe me, turn off electricity. Let the battery go down. You see? I'm writing because I opened this book the other morning and I received the Word. Now, I read three or four chapters this morning, and I didn't write, okay? But I come to a point or I come to a place and it's like an arrow. Stop. And I'm constrained. And the first thing I do is I can't get to the pen and the paper fast enough, you see. I've got to write. It's the word. And I receive the word. Have you noticed how little time, and even some of you perhaps, that you now actually spend in the word? The word takes time. Much slower opening a book and reading. We've become an instant generation. We can turn on the TV or the YouTube or the, you see. It takes time. Time we feel that we no longer have. But we've got plenty of time for this. We spend hours on it. But we don't have time for this, you see, the word. Or how about how little time that we spend hearing the word? God forbid I'd preach for an hour, you see. I used to. But now the people, they can't bear it. An hour here, easy. In the cell phone, a computer or what, tablet. But an hour here in the Word of God, no. And we can't say it isn't so. You know, the serpent changed one word and it changed everything. It's the reason we're meeting this morning, actually. He added the word not, N-O-T. Turn it around, that's a ton, and it was a ton. Not. He said, thou shalt, ye shalt not surely die. God said, you eat that, ye shall surely die. But he said, ye shall not surely die. One word changed man forever. One word, sin entered. And Jesus said, ye are clean through the word. Now, you need to get that. You're clean. If you think that all you're getting, if all you're getting when you open your Bible is just a history lesson or information, you're not getting the word. You know, in a sense, you know what sin is? It's a word. It's a word. You ever think about that? Eat that tree and you'll die. God planted that tree. That tree was not sin. You see? Ye shall not. Ye shall not. You know that's all that boy has right there? That little boy? Mm-hmm. Ye shall not. John, don't do this. John, don't do that. Son, don't do that. And all of his formative life is verbal. Do's and don'ts. You might say as adults, that's our life. Do's and don'ts. Words. And without the word, those do's and don'ts, they cease. Without the law, not even sin is of effect. Do you know that? Romans 5:13. Sin is not imputed when there is no law. Words. How important are words? Show me the law. The word. How am I clean? The word, you see. How do I receive eternal life? Hearing. The word. How do I get clean? The word. Our text itself. The word which I have spoken to you. The hearing of the word. I heard the word. I heard the gospel. One day I heard a gospel preacher. I heard the word of God. I received the doctrine of election from the word, Romans 8:29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. I'd read it many times, but I'd never heard it. One day I heard it. Not by man, but by God. This word that I'm penning, that I'm writing right now, John 15:3, the word, all the day long, I'm reminded what we've been speaking on for a week or two and preached on, 2 Corinthians 12:9, God's Grace is sufficient. The word of God. It's the word. Gave a word this morning. No plague shall harm us. It's the word of God. My life verse, 1 Timothy 1:15. Faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation. Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners, whom I am chief. I was chief of sinners. But now, what? I'm clean. How? Through the word. The blood, yes. But how about through the word? Well, they're synonymous, you see. Word and blood. Christ. Meet Christ. The word. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood. Well, that gives me clarity. Every time I open this book, I'm eating his flesh and drinking his blood. He is the word, you see. So people can distort all sorts of things, you see. Without the word, I wouldn't even know there'd be blood. In Acts, they'd never heard of the Holy Ghost. They came and, well, we'd never even heard there'd be a Holy Ghost. Well, you have now. You have now, you see? The disciples came and they gave them what? The word. It's always been the word. Used to be when a man gave his word, it meant something. It was his bond. That's really all a man has is his word. I've left mine in stacks. You see how thin these papers are?
You save them?
Yeah, what you think I have maybe 4 foot deep? I've got 2 foot back there right now. They need to go in boxes, and I have some before that. Thousands of pages. Thousands of words. The word. Stacks and stacks of paper. You see? Ink and paper. Reams of it. What did men dig for in the earth at ancient sites?
Words.
It's the most important thing they're looking for. His words. More so than gold. What did they have to say? How are they going to remember any of this? How are they going to remember this? What are you going to dig up? What are you going to read? I've got a page from a Tyndale Bible back there. It's, what, 500 years old? I've got one page from a Bible back there that's 500 years old. And the man was martyred to print that page. You know why they killed him? Do you know why they crucified Christ? His word. What? What'd you say? They crucified him. Words. It's the most important find a man can make. Sadly, most men choose gold over this glorious Bible, this word. I've always said everything here, my place is negotiable. I'm a salesman. Except one good King James Bible and this woman. She's not negotiable, and this one Bible's not negotiable. You see? You can't have that. Because without this, I'm nothing. When Saul heard the word, he became the Apostle Paul. When the wind blew where it listed, I became a son of God. Not the son of God, but I became a son of God. Many are led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. Romans 8:13-14. And God spoke to me as I'm speaking to you. Boy, are you through? May as well have said, is it hard for thee to kick against the pricks? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen, Lord. What will thou have me to do? You see? I came home last night from a function, and I looked up at the sky. And it was a clear, beautiful night. And I stared at those stars. And I thank God for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You see, I heard Martin Lloyd-Jones last Sunday morning before our service. I listened to a service by him, and he preached. The service was titled, But God. And you know how I like that word in the Bible. But, B-U-T, but God. How often I've pointed out that small word, but, B-U-T, and it changes things. And who hadn't heard me say that, you're probably tired of it, words mean things. And that's why I'm so peculiar and so particular about the spoken word. Even the language that Martin Lloyd-Jones spoke, it was amazing. This was probably back in the 60s, 50 years ago. And it was so different, that language that he spoke, from the English that we now have. We've bastardized and come with a vulgar dialect. And we have little regard for the word. But Jesus did. He said, now ye are clean through the word, which I have spoken unto you, the word. Is it not sharper than any two-edged sword? Excuse me. Even piercing, even perhaps at this very moment. Excuse me. And down the road, someone might read this, or hear this very recording. I don't know. Like when I play back a message that I from 50 years ago from a man like D. Martin Lloyd-Jones. And it was just as sharp as it was the day he spoke it. And this word right here, 2,000 years ago our Lord spoke, it's just as sharp. I can open this book and it's just as sharp as it ever was. So I ask you, are you clean through the word? You know how I know a man's clean when I speak with him? The same way the Lord's going to judge. His tongue. His words. When I was near death and they were carting me away, a man said, this man must have been a Christian. He said, and another man said, why is that? And he said, well, I've never seen a man hurt that bad that didn't curse. He said, well, how'd you keep... it's the word. It's the word. Bless God, I'm clean through the word. How glorious. The word. I'm washed in the blood. I'm clean through the word. The word. The word. Amen.